Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back into BetMGMU, live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network, always available in podcast form as well, wherever you get your audio. Just search for BetMGMU alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy. I'm Chris Mack. We'll get you our favorite bets of week 10 in the college football world in just a couple of moments, maybe a little pizza money parlay from Choppy as well, and just set the table for what's going to go down this weekend, because it is the last one before we get the first set of college football playoff rankings on Tuesday. All kinds of different projections out there. I looked up USA Today. I looked up Heather Dinich and ESPN, Joel Klatt, Fox Sports, CBS. And you get the same common theme. The top two teams in the Big Ten and the SEC have those four spots right now that would get by. So you're talking Indiana, Ohio State, Alabama, Texas A&M. Things start to open up when we look at that next set of teams, the teams that may host games on campus the first weekend of the college football playoff. You see a lot of Georgia, though. You see a lot of Ole Miss and Oregon. And then, you know, a little sprinkling of Georgia Tech, Texas Tech, BYU, Miami in there definitely in a couple spots. And then you really get to the bubble teams in the 9 through 12 spots in all of these projections, John. That's where we're talking about Vanderbilt, Tennessee, who I mentioned may have an elimination game the final week of the regular season. That's where you start to see your American teams. I should ask for your expertise, Mr. American Conference, on South Florida, Tulane, North Texas, and, of course, your Memphis Tigers. Let's start there. Let's start with the American Conference, because that looks like it's going to give us our group of five representative. Tulane right now plus 250 to make the playoff. Then you get South Florida at 350, North Texas at 4-1, and Memphis at 550. How does the American shape up with just 4 weeks left in the regular season?
I mean, just based on those prices, I don't know how Memphis is plus 550. I mean, that just doesn't really make any sense to me, because if they went out, they are in and they will host the thing. Now, you could say, well, will they win out? Great question. I don't know. I mean, they do play Tulane, but it's at home. They do play Navy, but it's at home. They just beat South Florida, like, who is the class of the league, or at least was before last week. So, I think if I'm betting that market, it would be Memphis plus 550, because they're going to host the game. If they're in there, they're going to host the game, and Memphis does not lose at home. So, I don't necessarily understand I don't think Tulane has been that dominant, this year. I mean, they're good, like they always are, but I don't think they're this team that I don't think they're as good as South Florida, who Memphis just beat. So, I mean, I'd be on Memphis in the plus 500 range for sure, because, you know, if they're in the American Championship, the odds are it's going to be in Memphis, which is a huge advantage.
Yeah, for me, in order to place a bet on one of these kind of long shots, air quotes, they've got to control their destiny. All right. I actually like Virginia. It's you know, set plus what, 750, 760. If they win out, they're in the ACC championship game against right now Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. And then Georgia Tech's not unbeatable. You know, like that's not an unwinnable game. And with those kind of odds, but those are very favorable. That's a very good number of all these teams. That's a pretty solid number at plus 760 to make it. So I kind of like the Virginia angle. I mean, I don't necessarily think it's going to happen, you know, but I could talk myself into it, you know, just because they do control some of that destiny. Just keep winning.
They still got a trip to Duke in a couple weeks, and they do have the rivalry game to wrap things up against the Hokies. Yeah.
The Cal game this week, that's out west. Yeah. That could bite them. They haven't played great football. They've gotten a little lucky.
There are a couple teams from the ACC headed out west. We talked about Miami going to SMU, but I think Pitt's headed to Stanford as well on a really big number, too. I'm going to say it's like 14 or something. But both of those teams in the ACC headed out west, I would kind of pump the brakes on this week in particular. I love Georgia Tech. I know they're beatable, but I think as far as the landscape of the ACC is concerned, you give me Haynes King over just about any other quarterback in that conference right now, and I really like Georgia Tech. And I mentioned my concerns about Carson Beck, which I've had going all the way back to the beginning of the year, and how he's been very reliant on his receivers making plays for him. If they do, and you brought this up a couple minutes ago, Choppy, if the ACC does steal a bid, for example, right? Let's talk about Georgia Tech and Miami both going, or maybe it's Virginia and Miami, or whatever the case may be. I'm curious who you think they steal it from. Notre Dame is in a spot where if they just run the table, they presumably will get in. A lot of these projections have them in, even if it is as a 10 or 11 seed, because they're expected to run the table and get in. They are minus 300 to make.
You know, he's a fighter and he's got some moxie to him, but I don't know. At 10 to 1, it feels like a premium on this Notre Dame team. So I would not really have any interest in it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, let's say Notre Dame is 10-2. Let's say Texas wins out, beats Georgia on the road. They'd be 10-2. Georgia would be 10-2. Say Tennessee wins out, they're 10-2. You've already got Ole Miss, A&M, and Bama. They're already going to be in.
Yeah.
Now you're just stacking resumes. You know, like, and don't think for a second that the name on the front of the jersey doesn't matter.
Well,
but the thing is, those are all like Texas, Tennessee, Georgia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Those are big programs. It's not like you got a TCU in there who got screwed out a decade ago.
And they're all going to have big wins on their resume too, right? Mm-hmm. Because the one thing about Notre Dame is they may not have any massive wins on their conference the two losses that they would presumably have would be two decent losses, right? Miami and Texas A&M, and Miami's on the road. So they're not going to get crushed for their losses. I just don't know, and this has been the question we've had about them since they lost those two games to open the season. Do they have enough on the schedule to have the wins to stack up against anybody in the SEC if it gets to that scenario that you're talking about, Choppy, where you got 6 2-loss or better SEC teams?
Yeah, I mean, look, Texas would have maybe the best win if they were to win at Georgia. It's a good win. You know, Georgia's would have a win at Tennessee. Tennessee wouldn't have a win on that level. You know, they would have Oklahoma and Vandy. That's not on that level, though. You know, Notre Dame doesn't have an elite win. You got to go. You're going to have to go down this. I mean, that's interesting because you could come up with a scenario where you have half a dozen SEC teams, maybe 7, that have 2 losses. It's a lot.
And if there's 7, somebody's getting left out, no doubt. They're not. Sure. They're not putting 7 SEC teams into the playoff. Tennessee's
they're not putting 6 in either. They're not putting 6 in either. I don't think.
I don't think it's likely. I think it's an outside possibility. The way you just set it up with all those 2-loss teams, and if it's Notre Dame, I don't know. I think that's a possibility. I want to go back to Tennessee for a second real quick. They are 3-1 to make the playoff, Choppy. We just got done talking about them against Oklahoma this weekend and how they have sort of a de facto playoff game possibly against Vanderbilt, but it's in Knoxville the final week of the regular season. They got a trip to Florida in there. I don't think that trips them up, but Tennessee at 3-1. You betting that?
Is this your first time dealing with Tennessee? you think that they're just going to go into Florida and win that game?
I wanted to reel you in.
Did you not see that South Carolina game with Hendon Hooker and Connor Stallions on the sideline? You didn't see that? You saw that. You know better than that. You know all better right. than that. This team will let you down. They will let you down. But no, I mean, look, seriously, like they do probably control their own destiny. Win out, you're probably in. And they're going to be favored in every game. There's not a whole lot of things that you could really. They're going to be favored against. They're favored against OU. They're going to be favored against Vandy. And they'll be favored against Florida. So yeah, I think that's a fair bet. That's a. Yeah, if it was 4-1, I'd probably definitely jump on it. But 3-1, yeah, that's good. Let's do it. I'm
there
in.
There you go.
I'll take that odds right now.
I got you to talk yourself into it. I like that. Best bets for Week 10 this weekend. John, what do you got? What's on your board for this week?
We're going to go to UNLV. We're going to take the over 61.5, UNLV in New Mexico. This is just because UNLV wins every game in the 30s. And New Mexico is kind of the same. Like, they can score 30 to 40 every game. UNLV's off a bye, but I don't think this is going to fundamentally change anything about the way they play. They don't have a great defense, and they score a lot of points. They have to every week. So I will take 61.5. Anything in the low 60s with UNLV tends to be good.
All right, RJ is the king of the pizza money parlays. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next payday. So use that parlay boost token inside your BetMGM app to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay this weekend and every weekend inside the BetMGM app. Choppy, what you got?
All right, I got Indiana -22 on the road at Maryland. Georgia -7 against Florida. And give me Cal money line over Virginia.
Ooh, okay. You just talked up Virginia. Now you're betting against them.
Listen, I will talk myself in and out of everything.
Of just about anything.
Doesn't matter.
I got some looks for this weekend as well. I think Cincinnati, Utah goes under 54.5. I think Utah grinds that game to a halt, especially at altitude. I don't know if I like a side, but I think I like it to be ugly. Tennessee, I'll lay the field goal at home against Oklahoma. Make John Mateer show me that he is back on track. I still don't know if he is. I mentioned earlier, I really like Georgia Tech this year, -5.5 at NC State. And then I'll throw a little Texas Tech laying a touchdown at K-State as well for the Red Raiders to keep it rolling. We will be back next weekend to break it all down, including the first set of CFP rankings for you. For our producer, Zach Krull, for John Martin, for RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.